Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, December 9th, goes to a pastor in Michigan named Bart Spencer. Bart is the senior pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church. Now, for all you anti-maskers, all you folks who feel any state mandates your local government may be implementing is infringing on your civil liberties, okay? You feel oppressed because you're being forced to wear a mask. You're feeling marginalized because your state has a curfew, because your state has stay-at-home orders, because they are making your business close at a certain time. Understand, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, we don't care. We don't care. It's your fault. Okay. You hate science. You want to listen to nut ass politicians like your soon to be former president who tell you that you don't have to wear a mask, who tell you that you don't have to social distance, who tell you, oh, COVID's not a big deal. Listen, whenever people say things like that, they are kind of correct, right? I mean, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to social distance. But also, don't complain when your state is put on curfew or when your business is told to close at a certain time because it's your fault. Okay, the mentality of humans like you is why we are all still in this situation. All of you folks encouraging people to take your mask off. Burn your mask. This is your fault. If they are telling you that masks are the most effective way to decrease the cases, then why are you cutting your nose off to spite your face by telling folks not to wear masks, by doing things like still having large gatherings and not social distancing? This is your fault. You are rebelling against the problem that you are creating for yourself. And Pastor Bart Spencer is absolutely positively a part of that problem. See, Pastor Spencer is encouraging his congregation to purposely just go out and contract coronavirus. Yes, he wants his flock, his parishioners, his fold to baptize themselves in the fire of COVID-19. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WXMI Fox 17 for the report, please.
Pastor Bart Spencer started Lighthouse Baptist Church behind me in Holland back in 1997, and slowly his congregation has grown to about 150 people. Now, the sermon we're talking about happened on November 15th, so just a little bit ago, and he says despite all the possibly negative attention it's getting, he stands by what he said.
Several people have had COVID. None have died yet. It's okay. Get it over with, press on.
Spencer says they've made changes to their services since March, from some virtual events to social distancing if people want.
If you want to wear a mask in church, wear one. If you want to social distance, do so. I honor that. I respect that. I'm not going to force you to take your mask off, but conversely, I do not want you dictating to me what I have to do.
Spencer acknowledges that COVID-19 affects everyone differently and that people have become very sick, even died.
People do die, and I'm not negating that. It seems almost Captain Obvious to say that that's a horrible situation. And my heart goes out to those people. But for people to destroy their life for a what if, for an uncertainty, just didn't make sense to me.
First of all, I think I pissed some people off the way I pronounce parishioners. Is that how you pronounce it? Doesn't matter.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. God knows my heart and my limitations. Mm-hmm. But the moral of the story is these are our leaders. Okay, these are the people we choose to follow in our communities. Now, this is not an indictment of all pastors. I love folks of the cloth. This is an indictment of a man who does not understand the position of power he's in. Now, when he says COVID, it's all good. Several people have had COVID. None have died yet. It's okay. Get over it. Get it over with. Press on. When he makes that statement, I ask one simple question. Who is he polling? Okay. Where is that data coming from? Several people have had it. Nobody died from it. Well, we don't even got to talk about all of America. Let's just talk about Michigan. All right. The state that he's in. As of Saturday, the state of Michigan has reported 395,036 confirmed COVID cases. That's a lot more than several. He said nobody died from it. Number of deaths in Michigan, 9,854. Daily confirmed deaths in Michigan are around 193. Look, I believe in God. I am a praying man, and God gives us, you know, all this thing called discernment. Some of us choose to use it. Some of us don't. It's the same reason you don't jump in a pool with a suit on. Okay, I mean, you can, but you know you're going to ruin the suit. There is proper swim attire for a reason. It's the same reason we know we should wear a seatbelt. It's the same reason we know why we should wear condoms, okay? It's the same reason we know why you shouldn't go around randomly eating folks' groceries. And by groceries, I mean bunkies. The moral of the story is you can't just say YOLO when it comes to infectious disease. The Bible talks about plague, okay? But nowhere in the Bible does any prophet say a plague is all good, or what's the word?
Plague.
Plague.
First of all, don't be just correcting the senior executive at iHeart without asking me if you can correct me, okay? But thank you, all right? Plague,
there
all right? right?
This guy.
Okay? Nowhere in the Bible does any prophet say a plague is all good. Several people have had the plague. None have died yet. It's okay, all right? Get it over with. Press on. Nobody says that. Okay, Pastor Spencer must be trying to make some extra money for the holidays. He must be renting the church out for funerals. Okay, that's the only explanation that I can even think of as to why he would walk his fellowship off a cliff like this. All right, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Okay? It also says, "In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." But let's just focus on the "do not lean on your own understanding" part. This is why people like Pastor Bart Spencer are dangerous. Because the Bible says, "Do not lean on your own understanding." So folks come to him attempting to get understanding. There is enough manipulation on the internet. There is enough misinformation on the internet. There is enough lack of understanding on the internet. So we go to the church for understanding. Not to be misled. Please give Pastor Bart Spencer the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day.
2021, I am going to focus on pronouncing things correctly.
Pronouncing?
That's not how you pronounce it? That's not how you pronounce?
Oh, my gosh.
How do you pronounce?
Well, I mean, you said it right after we...
What did I say first of all? Pronouncing?
Something like that.
Just pick a different goal, man.
Man, shut up. Nobody asked. First of all, you need to watch how you talk to a senior executive at iHeart. Don't talk about goals, okay? All right? You want to know my goals? Limit the amount of board ops in this company.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.